after over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all beings. In recent years, she has written and published 3 animal books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, to introduce humankind to the magical world of animals. Supreme Master Qinghai shared that the books she wrote are works of love. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and all of its inhabitants, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to selflessly accept invitations to share her insights and wisdom on a kinder, nobler, and more loving way of life at gatherings with our association members, symposiums, radio interviews, or via video conferences and the like. We now invite you to enjoy the rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai at the premiere of the Olaxese or Vietnamese edition of The Dogs of My Life and The Noble Wilds on August 15th, 2009 in Nonthaburi, Thailand.
Câu hỏi kế tiếp sẽ đến từ cô Nguyễn Thị Hiền, giám đốc công ty xây dựng cầu đường. Nhưng vì lý do bận đột xuất, cô Nguyễn Thị Hiền không thể đến tham dự chương trình. Chúng con xin phép đọc câu hỏi.
Yes.
Kính thưa sư phụ, những bạn thú cưng của ngài có phản ứng như thế nào trước nạn hâm nóng toàn cầu?
Please tell Miss Nguyễn that it's a very sad thing. Because our animal friends are suffering terribly due to the effects of global warming. Many of the animals are dying or at the brink of extinct or already gone due to unbearable temperatures, or they are being forced out of their habitats, just like human climate refugees, except they are not nearly as equipped as we are at adapting to new environments. That's why dozens of frog species and other amphibians have gone extinct suddenly, because their sensitive skin could not bear even small changes in temperature or humidity. Birds of all kinds, in every corner of the globe, are also imperiled, according to the World Wildlife Fund. Some bird populations declined by up to 90%. Some already disappeared. With the expected 2 degrees C temperature rise, bird extinction rates could reach 38% in Europe and 72% in Northeast Australia. We have lost so many innocents already. Physically, they suffer. They have no choice how to react to global warming. Spiritually, they know the solution lies in humans' hands and humans' heart. The question is, how will we choose to respond between the only 2 choices we have, compassion and life, or killing and destruction? We should all pray that humankind will make the wiser choice of compassion and life. Thank you.
Xin cảm ơn sư phụ. Cô Đỗ Thị Xuân Hương, kế toán viên, sẽ đặt câu hỏi kế tiếp lên sư phụ.
Xin kính chào sư phụ. Con có một câu hỏi, xin sư phụ giải đáp giùm con. Đại dịch bệnh xuất phát từ các loài gia súc chăn nuôi để lấy thịt hơn là từ các loài thú hoang. Như vậy có phải không sư phụ? Và tại sao như vậy? Con cảm ơn sư phụ.
According to the scientific study of these fatal diseases, all of them originated from human hunting or slaughter of animals for meat. Scientists have even stated that the deadly HIV virus was transferred from the blood of chimpanzees that were being killed for meat. Other pandemics, such as the 1918 swine flu outbreak, in which 50 to 100 million people perished, and the one that continues to claim lives today have their source in animals being raised to be slaughtered for meat consumption. Due to the terrible filth and cruelty, due to the overcrowded conditions of farmed animals headed for slaughter, the swine flu was passed from pigs to humans and then mutated to become a human-transmitted disease. So you see, the question is not so much whether these terrible diseases come from wild or livestock animals, but that they truly came from livestock animals. They also are based in humans killing for meat, a so-called food that is being scientifically shown to be a poison. This is the activity that must cease for the betterment of humanity, animals, and our world. The meat eating must stop to save us from such sickness and also from the burden of guilt from killing. Is the vegan diet, organic vegan, being the best? This will bring health to all humans and no more fear of any disease being transmitted from animals. Thank you. Mrs. Do.
Xin cảm ơn câu trả lời của sư phụ.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
Anh Nguyễn Văn Vũ, nhân viên nhà hàng chay, sẽ là người đặt câu hỏi kế tiếp.
Kính thưa sư phụ, kính xin ngài cho biết động lực nào đã thôi thúc ngài viết về các bạn quan giả nơi dùng hồ Amova. Yeah.
Hello you.
Cảm ơn sư phụ.
Yeah. Thank you for your question about my book, The Noble Wilds. The writing of this book came about spontaneously through my interaction with nature and the splendid animal kingdom. Through my fortunate sojourns with the wilds, I was enchanted by everything I saw and touched by everything I witnessed. And every acquaintance I made in this wild and untamed realm, then they shared with me a new secret knowledge about their world. And I thought, if all us humans knew what I knew, we could never look at the animals the same way again. We would have more respect, love, and protective feeling for the wild animals. So, with their permission, I created this book to introduce the wild, who are our neighbors and benefactors in more ways than we know. I'm happy to hear that many people read my book and felt moments of joy and relaxation. I just wish that from this very small beginning, people will further develop and nurture their inherent kind regard for our kindred spirits, I mean the animals. who just want to live in peace, to have the chance to grow up, to raise their families just like we do, and enjoy the Divine's abundant provision. Meanwhile, blessing our world with their pure undiluted love. And someday soon, after realizing we all come from the same source of love, we may enjoy a new harmonious coexistence with our animal co-inhabitants. Thank you, sir, for your question.
Dạ, cảm ơn sư phụ.
Không có chi.
Câu hỏi tiếp theo sẽ đến từ chị Nguyễn Thị Nhiệm, giám đốc công ty sản xuất nhạc cụ Thái Gia Khang.
Dạ, xin chào sư phụ. Con đã coi qua cái đĩa của sư phụ, con thấy cái vùng hồ của Amora rất là xinh đẹp và bình yên. Mà như con được biết hiện nay là những cái vùng đất bình yên dành cho các bạn thú hoang như ở vùng hồ Amora không còn nhiều. Vậy thì theo ngài, chúng ta phải làm cái gì để bảo đảm cho các bạn thú hoang ở vùng hồ Amora có cuộc sống bình yên và an lành? Dạ, con xin cảm ơn.
Director Nguyễn Thị Nhiệm, thank you for your caring and thoughtful question. One of the words that you mentioned is actually a key to providing a good life for our animal co-inhabitants. That is the word peace. Where there is peace for the animals, they also can have a good life. The best is that we can protect their abodes, leaving them as untouched and unharmed as possible. The wilds really don't need much help from us if we can just allow them their freedom and their sovereignty. If the animals know the atmosphere is safe and they will not be harmed, and this they do know very well, then they are far more comfortable and at ease. So one thing we can do is to encourage governments and individuals' protection of their habitat to ensure that it is not continually lost to other purposes such as deforestation and hunting and fishing. Just to give an example, the rainforests of Southeast Asia have some of the highest deforestation rates in the world. This means the animals are constantly losing their homes, with many that have become endangered or even extinct. Along these same lines, the other step that we can take to enhance the animals' sense of peace is to not eat them. It's one thing to try to imagine how they must feel having their homes invaded, with trees crashing down around them or on top of them, and all their food and cover gone. But then, having to fear being eaten as well, there can be nothing more terrifying. So, Madame Nguyen, to ensure the peace and comfort of all our animal co-inhabitants like that in the Lake Amora, we really should first cease to consume them, any animal at all. This will broadcast a message of peace that will go around the entire planet and will help immensely with their sense of well-being. Then the wild areas and habitats will be restored, as will be the animals' natural lives. That's the best way to protect them, to show our love to them. Thank you.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. a solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
We have to hurry and make heaven so that everything will go well. Not just physically, emotionally, health-wise, but even technically. We will develop unimaginable invention, technology, and then we can understand each other like the beings in heaven without even spoken language, if we don't want to speak.
Anh Nguyễn Trọng Tài, nhân viên nhà hàng chay sẽ đặt câu hỏi kế tiếp lên sư phụ.
Yeah, welcome.
I'm very happy to see you, Master.
Me too, I'm happy.
Have the animal friends ever discussed global warming? Thank you, Master.
Yes, yes, Mr. Tài. Yes, as I have just mentioned, the animal friends are in many ways more aware of climate change than we are, because they are the ones on the front lines holding up nature's delicate web of life. They are also, sadly, the first-hand victims of global warming, as we have witnessed and discovered. But they don't have much to discuss, really, as both the problem and the solution are clear to them. They are in our hands, the humans' hands. It is we humans who have to sit down and discuss global warming, because we are not as aware and far less sensitive to understand the urgent situation. And then once we are informed, we have to talk even more just to agree to work toward the solution. But the animals know exactly what is happening without a word. They know that the solution lies not so much in words, but in daily actions. And the essential change that will be the most restorative for our world is to be vegan. That is the essence of what we need to stabilize the planet, to bless the world through our everyday benevolent actions, meaning be vegan. Thank you, Mr. Nguyen, for doing your part. And thank you all the vegan as well.
Thank you, Master.
Chúng con xin cảm ơn sư phụ. Chị Lê Thị Tâm Di vì bận đột xuất nên không thể đến tham dự chương trình. Chúng con xin được phép đọc câu hỏi lên sư phụ.
Yes.
Kính thưa sư phụ, kính xin sư phụ khai thị, việc giáo dục trẻ em về tầm quan trọng của các bạn đồng cư có ý nghĩa như thế nào? Chúng con có nên áp dụng ngay trong trường học hay không?
Yes. It should. Yesterday already. So, Mrs. Lei, many children don't need to be taught. They already know because their souls are more sensitive, pure, and they are closer to heaven. It just means that they are already aware of the preciousness of our animal friends. It's just us, the adult, that confuse them and lead them into the opposite direction. Now, we have to encourage them, to remind them of the love for our fellow co-inhabitants. This is definitely good. It will be good for them and for us and for the planet. It will help the children's feeling of comfort in this world, even with other people. Research has shown that being in the presence of animal companions enhances a person's ability to understand and relate to other people. Thus, to appreciate the noble service provided by our animal friends benefits them not only as children, but adds immeasurably to to their development as human beings.
Ông Nguyễn Trọng Trình, thuyền trưởng đã về hưu, sẽ là người đặt câu hỏi kế tiếp lên sư phụ.
Yes, please.
Con kính chào ngài Thanh Hải vô thượng sư.
Chào ông.
Con có một câu hỏi muốn thỉnh cầu sư phụ.
Yes.
Kính thưa sư phụ, hiện nay các bạn thú hoang thường bị săn bắn, buôn bán vì lợi ích cá nhân của con người. Chúng ta có thể bảo vệ tính mạng của các bạn thú ấy bằng cách nào, trong khi Âu Lạc còn thiếu chế tài và những tổ chức cá nhân từ tâm quan tâm đến vấn đề này? Xin cảm ơn sư phụ.
Yes, thank you for your concern. I understand your feeling very well, and it is not just in Âu Lạc or Vietnam, but across the world that we seem to be in need of protective regulations. More organizations help and individuals care all the time. Mainly because of the rapid rate at which we are damaging our environment, it seems we can never keep up. As I often told my friends that if you don't see something being done, then go do it yourself. It can start with yourself. That is how many of the successful environmental groups and animal groups first began. Each one can make a difference. Write or talk to the hunters and traders themselves if you can, or ask your friend to write to them also. Perhaps if we show them alternative professions that are less dangerous to themselves and more socially accepted, more globally sustainable, different trades and services to help people, they may consider changing their job. We can also try to talk with people around us about the problem of hunting and trading. The more group concern is developed, the more effective it is to discourage and end these cruel and detrimental activities. Tell them that eating hunted wild animals is often linked to disease. Fatal disease, incurable disease even, as we discussed earlier about AIDS and pneumonic plague. Just this year, an outbreak of the often fatal disease SARS, or severe acute respiratory syndrome, was linked by scientists to the widespread consumption of wildlife in China. Eating wildlife meat can cost you your life and the life of your loved ones as well. It's infectious. So we should never eat these hunted animals for our own life's sake and our children's sake. Every small effort to help our wild co-inhabitants will have an effect and will be remembered. Good effect and well remembered by the grateful animals and by heaven and by our future generation. Thank you for your love, Mr. Vu, for the wild.
Con xin cảm ơn sư phụ.
Cảm ơn ngài.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US dollars a year.
Cancer. colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Cô Nguyễn Thị Nguyệt, thợ may, sẽ đặt câu hỏi kế tiếp lên sư phụ.
Yes.
Con kính chào sư phụ. Kính thưa ngài Thanh Hải, vô thượng sư. Kính xin ngài cho biết những bạn thú đồng cư có vai trò gì, có vai trò thế nào đối với môi sinh cũng như đời sống của mọi người.
Chào bà Nguyễn. It is almost too much to try to convey the importance of each and every inhabitant friend to the environment as a whole. Scientists find out new things every day about the intrinsic role of different animals and their contributions to the ecosphere. And just because we don't know the purpose of a particular co-inhabitant, we cannot assume that they have no function. Every single being in creation has a purpose that aids another being or assists in some way. Their help may even be invisible to us humans, but it is still very real. However, of just a few things we do know, we can be amazed at the versatility and uniqueness of all forms of life on our planet. The earthworm even, so tiny as that, for example, helps enrich the soil we depend on for our food. Fish that we don't even see help offset climate change and stabilize the habitat of their fellow marine inhabitants by maintaining the pH balance of the ocean water. And the tiny bees contribute pollination that we could not replace, not only for flowers but vital food crops. We cannot replace their work even as a human. In the Bible, God gave the animals to be humans' helpers, but this does not mean they are subservient for us to exploit. If we, humans, live in wonder of the animals' existence, we also would stop thinking about eating them. Because if we cherish their irreplaceable talents and manifold gifts, we also cherish their lives. So I thank you for your good reminder, Mrs. Nguyen. Let's all help the animals so they can help us, so they can continue to help us and the whole planet. God bless you.
Cảm ơn sư phụ.
God bless our animals, friend. Yes.
Xin cảm ơn sư phụ.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Bà Nguyễn Thị Oanh, giáo viên phổ thông hưu trí, sẽ đặt câu hỏi cuối lên sư phụ.
Con xin kính chào sư phụ.
Chào Bảo Oanh.
Kính thưa sư phụ, xin sư phụ khai thị cho chúng con biết là thú vật họ cần có những phẩm chất như thế nào để khi họ tái sinh làm có thể được tái sinh làm người ạ. Xin cảm ơn sư phụ ạ.
Yes. Madam Nguyễn, thank you for your question. Not all animals need to have more quality to become human. Actually, it is not always true that a soul who inhabits the body of an animal is lacking in the human quality at all, or qualities for human life at all. In fact, sometimes higher level beings choose to reincarnate into animal forms in this world in order to assist humans or the planet in some way or another. On Supreme Master Television, there was a story of a young girl who remembers her past life as a dog born into this world voluntarily to help her caregiver, also her future mother. And before that, she was an angel. She said there were many angels lining up to be reincarnated as dogs to help humankind. So you see, we cannot easily tell by the outer clothes who is who among both humans and animals. Even in the physical level, animals in general have more refined five senses than us humans. For example, the sense of smell in dogs is many hundred times more sensitive than ours. Can you imagine? Animals also have psychic ability. All of my animals have psychic abilities. I can tell you that. Yes. They retain their telepathic communicating abilities, whereas we lost this skill to spoken language. Dogs, for example, also have 30% NQ, meaning noble quality. Pigs, elephants, and some birds also have like around 30% noble quality, or NQ. And would you believe that cows have 40% NQ, 40% noble quality? In contrast, most humans either have on average 3% or mostly up to just 10% NQ. Of course, there are exceptional individuals who have more than that. So you can see now, when we eat the meat of cows or pigs, we are the violent losers. And they are the peaceful, elevated ones who choose not to play part in such a lowly game of bloodshed. So regardless of what role each soul is partaking in, animal or human, or even plants or mineral, we should love and respect and care for all, just like in a family. We have siblings of different ages. Animals are likewise our brothers and sisters. We each have different personalities and qualities, but we are all valued by our parents and by the Creator. Every being has some qualities that make them simply wondrous, perfect for their unique existence and function. If we looked at animals in this way, we would feel so happy, appreciating God's every creature. I hope we all do. Thank you. Teacher Nguyen.
Kính thưa sư phụ và toàn thể quý quan khách, câu hỏi trên đã kết thúc phần vấn đáp giữa Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư với chúng ta. Chúng con xin được bày tỏ lòng tri ân chân thành đến với Ngài. Cảm ơn sư phụ đã từ ái tham dự cùng chúng con qua hội nghị truyền hình và những lời giải đáp ân cần của Ngài. Một lần nữa xin cảm ơn sư phụ rất nhiều.
Cảm ơn quý vị. You are very welcome. You are very welcome. And as I have expressed before, I sincerely thank all of you that involved in this beautiful, wonderful, life-saving event. All of the speakers, organizers, anyone who has played big part, small part in this event, all the medias and the governmental agency, His Majesty the King of Thailand, the government of Thailand, that keep the country so peaceful, so democratic, so open, so that we can even make such an event happen. I thank all of you. I thank Thailand. I thank Vietnam. I thank all of you, all the media, all the friends, all the animals lovers. Thank you so much as well. May God bless you all. God bless Thailand.
Thank you so, so much for your time and your love.
Thank you. You are very welcome, and thank you for your love as well. I love you guys.
We love you, Master.
Chúng con thương sư phụ. Chúng con kính chào sư phụ.
Thanks a million. Hi. God bless you. Buddha bless you. Heaven bless you.
Our sincere thanks to all our audience members here in Thailand, as well as worldwide who are tuning in through Supreme Master Television to be with us on this momentous and happy day. May your life be filled with God's love. Have a heavenly evening. Thank you. Until next time.
Thanks for your happy company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. May heavens bless you and your loved ones with much love and abundance.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.